This is week 3 of the Supreme Court election petition hearing. Issues emanating from the proceedings include the economic impact of the live coverage on the GBC and the country as a whole. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe has been finding out from political science lecturer Dr. Bosman Asare on these issues. He indicates that political party pronouncements do not matter in the outcome of the case, but what the court finally rules is paramount.
It's essentially a sense that Ghanaians are now well advanced in their democracy and believe that institutions should now be allowed to do their work effectively.
And how about the spins that are going on, depending on where you belong? What do you make of it?
Well, I think Ghanaians shouldn't put a lot of weight on some of these things because the two main parties, they have their pundits, they have people who are going to speak for the parties, and I believe that all of them appear to be very excited about the process. They are very confident that it's going in their direction. But the point is that we must look at what the court will say. Because whatever the court says will be the final. So it doesn't matter what the individual parties will say. And the main thing also is that we expect the court to do the right thing, to follow the laid down rules and regulations governing our elections, so that if indeed there have been certain problems, they should be able to come out and tell us. I believe that finally whatever the court will say will be what will reign, not what the individual parties are saying.
What does the political science student derive or deduce from the reporting?
Depending on where you look at it, some of the media houses may be spinning, etc. But for the live coverage, it shows that we are maturing as a people. We've understood that we must allow our institutions to do their work. Until recently, the course was like a mysterious institution. Now this has been demystified. People have come to realize that, the judges are even normal people like us, and whenever we have problems, we can even go to them and for them to settle our differences. And one of the things which is also important for people to learn is that of all the three main political institutions, the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary, the court is the only one, or the judiciary, which is non-political. They don't represent any political party. They are there in the interest of the state. So Ghanaians must appreciate that because the court is there in the interest of the state, they are going to make sure that they do what is expected of them.
That was an interesting statement you made, that the judiciary is seen as non-political.
Yes.
You and me have read where people have alleged that some of the high court judges have their political leanings.
Certainly, that is true. One thing is that, as human beings, they are allowed to belong to a particular party, A or B, but in the performance of their duties, we expect that they will put the party color aside. That's why you are a judge, not on the ticket of a political party. So they are supposed to be very non-political. But we still understand that, this is a developing society, so everything is possible. But even putting that aside, it's very clear that they are not there to dance to the tune of the political party. They are there to interpret the law. That's why in many countries they will say the law is what the judges say it is. We expect very high standards from them.
So looking at the issues emanating, Dr. Bosman, what are the lessons for us, political science students, for us as a country?
Moving forward, we must put structures in place so that some of these challenges will not even occur in the first place. Let me be very frank. The court case, I've been hearing people saying that it's taking a toll on our economy. Maybe we need to get that toll before we can move on. Because once we are not doing things right in the country, we are bound to have some of these problems. And it's not only even in election. There are many areas we don't do the things very well. There are labor rules and regulations, even when it comes to employment, promotions, etc. A lot of things are shrouded in secrecy. People who don't deserve punishment will be punished. People who don't deserve promotions will be promoted at the expense of others. So the point is that as a council, we must be committed to doing the right thing. And if we want to become a modern society, a modernized economy, certain things must be done.
We heard Dr. Bosman Asare, political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, talking to Rebecca Ekpe.